So the players have decided not to reopen the CBA. Could you give us some thoughts behind that decision?
Well, I just think, you know, we had some good discussions on Friday and on Sunday about, you know, kind of the paths we could take. And, you know, we figured this was the best one right now. Obviously, there's still some issues in this CBA that the players aren't happy with. But, you know, I think we've had some good talks with the league, and, you know, they're going to continue to negotiate, and hopefully we can find a resolution to some of these issues.
What makes this the best path right now?
Well, you know what, I think, you know, we agreed that the game is continuing to grow and it's in a good spot, but, you know, like I said, there's still some issues that, you know, players feel need to be resolved, and, you know, I think this just gives us a way to continue to grow the game while we work on those issues.
When fans hear you say there's still some issues, and the release from the union used that term as well, should they think then that this is maybe just postponing the hostilities for a few years?
No, you know what, I don't think it's postponing anything. I think we're continuing to talk with the league, and, you know, hopefully those productive talks continue. And, you know, I don't think there's a timeline, you know, to possibly have anything extended. But, you know, we're still open to extending the CBA and stuff like that.
What was this process like for you, Adam? Kind of a first time you've been involved up close to these sorts of talks. Was it a learning experience, an interesting one?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's interesting. You kind of start running through the numbers and you get informed on a lot of things, and, you know, there's a lot more things that go into it than, you know, I think you'd be aware of if you kind of aren't in the room or you have been through one of these things before. So yeah, it was definitely a learning experience.
How would you characterize the league and player union relationship right now? Is it as productive as some people are suggesting it is?
I think
right
it's
now?
Good. Yeah.
Just for background, you've been the player rep since when?
Probably my second year.
Okay.
You're regretting it?
No. No, it's good. You know, it's good. I find this stuff interesting. It's, you know, it's good to learn about the league and your union and kind of be able to be informed and, you know, make sure that the other guys are informed. So, you know, I enjoy doing this stuff.
Were you there on the weekend in person, or was some of this happening via teleconference?
Well, no, I was here this weekend. Yeah. So you know, it was all through teleconference.
Right.
Adam, I'm guessing you've heard the comments or read potentially the comments Patrick made. The one that stands out seems to be about him saying if you were in a different market, he'd be playing with better players. What goes through your mind when you hear or read comments like that from a teammate?
You know what, I think everyone's entitled to their own opinion. You know, he's a premier goal scorer, so, you know, maybe he's just trying to use that as some leverage to, you know, for his contract. You know, I wouldn't put too much weight into those comments.
We don't hear these comments very often because I would assume they're typically handled in-house. Is there any frustrations with the way that this has been handled?
Within
the room, that this would be a conversation that would come out in the media rather than, you know, be handled within the room, within the organization.
No, you know what, I think stuff like this, you look at, even just look at the Marner contract negotiations, well, you know, people were pissed off at him for not signing earlier, and, you know, he signs and all is good in the world. So I would expect something similar to happen with Patty. You know, the contract gets resolved, and, you know, we're going to welcome him back with open arms. We're excited to get him and KC back, and, you know, hopefully it's sooner rather than later.
Jacob Trouba took a while to sign a couple of years back and was very vocal about wanting, you know, more playing time. When he came back, I don't know if it's the exact same situation. Sounds like it's potentially similar. Were there any kind of issues or those things forgotten as soon as that contract is signed?
Yeah, you know, I think as soon as he comes back, they're all big parts of our team, so, you know, they're all good guys in the locker room. So, you know, I don't think we have any issues to worry about integrating them back into the locker room whenever they come back.
Obviously, every contract negotiation is unique, Adam, but when you see movement, Marner, Konechny, Besser last night, does it give maybe a sense of optimism that the logjam's sort of starting to break here with some of these RFAs?
Yeah, well, you know what, I think the closer it gets to the regular season, I think you're going to see more movement. That's just kind of in the best interest of the player and the teams, to be playing. But, I think each situation is kind of independent, but they're all kind of connected. I think with Marner getting done, his contract might be a bit of an outlier. I don't know how many teams can afford the signing bonus the Leafs have, but I think all these deals are going to get done in time. I don't think it's necessarily going to put a run on them that the one started to get signed, but I think hopefully the two guys on our team get done soon.